The Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin mentions a lot of numbers. We find 3, 5, 7, 10, 23, and 71. And most of the numbers are odd numbers. And there's one number that's even. This even number is somewhat perplexing. The Mishnah says that when assessing the value of a piece of land which was pledged to Hekdesh, so it requires Hakarkaos Tisha v'Kohen. It requires 9 people and a Kohen. 9 plus 1 equals 10. And this is very strange because the Mishnah is talking about all different types of Bati Din, all types of courts, and different courts for different purposes, which are imposing different penalties or judging different cases, need different amounts of people to shoulder the responsibility of arriving at the conclusions that the courts arrive to. But what they share in common is that all of them require an odd number of people. As the Gemara is going to discuss more fully on Daf Beis Amud Beis, and on later on in the Perek, there's a requirement of based in, ain't based in shakol, based in can't be equal, there has to be a way of resolving a tie, and that requires an odd number of judges. So, while the fact that this karkos requiring 9 people and a kohen appears in our Mishnah suggests that the 10 people who are assessing the karkos are serving as a beis din, the fact that it's number 10 as opposed to an odd number suggests that they're not actually serving as a beis din. Moreover, if one looks at a Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, he's supplied with further evidence, perhaps, that the 10 people who are required to assess the value of karka are not there serving as a beis din, but rather they're serving as a panel of expert assessors, but not necessarily as a court. And the Mishnah in Megillah Chaf Gimel Amud Beis lists off a lot of halachos which require 10 people. It says that for saying Birkos Kriya Shema you need 10 people, for Birkas Kohanim you need 10 people, Kriyas HaTorah needs 10 people, to be Maftir in Navi needs 10 people, a Ma'amad, a Moshav, Birkas Avelim, Tanchumi Avelim, Birkas Chasanim, Zimun with the Shem Hashem, all of these require 10 people. And the Mishnah concludes, V'karkos, Tisha, V'kohen. That Karkos require 9 people and a Kohen. And this, again, this is in the context of a bunch of other halachos which don't seem to explicitly discuss or require a beis din, rather it requires the number 10. So this may also suggest that the role of the 10 people in assessing karkos is not as a court, but rather as a group. The Torah was koveya, this number 10 of expert assessors. Now, these two conflicting pieces of evidence, number one, the appearance of karkos, betisha v'kohen, you know, in the Mishnah, which lists all the different types of beis din, and the fact that it's number 10, and that it also appears in Megillah, in the list of other things that require 10 people, are picked up on by two seemingly different Rishonim. Tosvos, in Meseches Megillah, is bothered by this question. It says, why is it sufficient to have 10 people? 10 people is an even number, and every beis din requires an odd number of dayanim. So therefore, Tosfos leaves off, he says, I'm perplexed. Kashali, I don't understand, it's difficult to me. Amai lo boi achad asar, why do we not need 11? De'ain beis din shakol, because you can't have a beis din which is equal. B'kol davar shu taloi sha'omeid b'shikol adas. So Tosfos is bothered, he doesn't answer this question. He leaves it as a question. In contrast, the Rashba offers a suggestion. The Rashba over there in Megillah explains that there are two types of sources from where one can derive the number of people that are necessary to sit on a beis din. One source is anecdotal. For example, we find that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen when discussing Kiddush HaKodesh. We assume that presumably there was a third person who just wasn't mentioned because of the kavod of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. That there must have been a third person because it makes a lot of sense that there should be a way of resolving any dispute that came up. And he wasn't mentioned because whenever you have a Talmud Chacham who's being brought down in a list, so we put the people of tremendous stature, we give them mention, and those who are of lesser stature, because there's a din of being miyachid, giving special kavod and uniqueness, unique attention to those who deserve respect al pi Torah, so the other person was not mentioned. So the Rashba says, in such a case, it's logical that if you find two people who were serving on a beis din in a particular story or scenario mentioned by the Torah, it's logical to assume that there was a third person as well. However, says the Rashba, when the source for the number of judges to sit on a court is not anecdotal, but rather is derived from some other derivational mechanism, some other form of hermeneutics, then, says the Rashba, we can assume that the number is specific. And because the derivation for 10 judges on a panel for assessing the value of land is not derived from a story told by the Torah, but is rather derived otherwise, as the Gemara will explain, because the word Kohen is mentioned 10 times in the parsha of Arachin, of assessing the value. So therefore, says the Rashba, we have a right to assume that the number 10 is specific and that we can't add on just based on the logic that there has to be a way of breaking a tie. Based on that logic, we can't add on another dayon when the Torah specifically listed 10. And the Turi Evin Megillah, it's one of the great achronim on Maseches Megillah, is bothered because in Sanhedrin also we find there are other non-anecdotal forms or ways of deriving the number 10 for a beis din, and nevertheless, we add on an 11th. So the Turi Evin is bothered by this Rashba's explanation. It seems to be inconsistent with other Gemaras in Sanhedrin. One way or another, what emerges is that even in this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which is talking about different types of courts, there is more than one function that can be played. It could be that one of the courts that are described by the Mishnah is fulfilling a radically different function than another court that's described by the Mishnah. And even though they're all in the same Mishnah. So in this case, we see that for Karkos, Tisha V'Kohen, their role may not be a role of a court in the same way that Dine Mamonos are adjudicated by three people. It may be serving a totally different function. And the Rashba himself makes note of this. He suggests, again in Megillah, let me find his language. He says as follows: Taima de Milsa, the reason for this, the reason that there's no requirement for an odd number of people on the beis din for assessing land, is Mishum de Shumahi. This is merely an assessment. Ve'eno kedin mamish. And it's not like an actual din, it's not like an actual court case. So we see that there's two separate categories. There's a case of shuma, of assessment, of evaluation of land value. And there's something else which is called din mamish, something which is called a real bona fide court case. And this is the Rashba's explanation of the difference between 10 and, or between the acceptability of an even number of people and of an odd number of people. This Rashba opens up for us a possibility that's worth keeping in the back of our minds when reading the next few dapim until the end of the parak and perhaps even beyond. Because we're going to encounter many different halachos and requirements of a beis din. The number itself, 3, 5, 7, 23, 71, 10, that's one requirement. the requirement that that there be an odd number of judges and not an even number of judges, perhaps the requirement of having mumchin, of having experts, requirements of drisha v'chakira, of checking out the edim, you know, different qualifications, who's qualified to be a judge in these circumstances and not in other circumstances. And what these all point to, it could be that each of these requirements is a function of different characteristics of the cases to which they apply. So for example, the fact that we need an odd number of judges is connected to the requirement of it being din mamish, a real court case. And you could have an even number of judges if all we're dealing with is a shuma, all we're dealing with is a evaluation. The Turei Evan actually adds on what seems to be a tremendous chiddush. The Turei Evan says that another interesting thing which is associated only with din mamish is that when we come to din mamish, to real bona fide court cases, we're able to follow the psak of the majority of dayanim. However, says the Turei Evan, when we're dealing with something which is in the category of shuma ba'alma, of a mere assessment or evaluation, perhaps the majority consensus is insufficient, and one actually requires a unanimous consent of all the judges on the value of this land. So that would be a second thing which is associated with Shuma Ba'alma. Not only is an odd number of judges not required, but in addition, there needs to be unanimous consent. This is a Turei Evan suggestion. So it's something to keep our eyes and ears open for, that in the future Dapim, which requirements of a Beis Din are associated with which type of case. Now, Shuma Ba'alma and Din Mamish may not be the only two categories that we encounter. There could be many other categories, which with each category will be associated certain characteristics and requirements for the Beis Din. So that's just the Ha'ara. Most of this is brought down by in the Shiurim of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky on the beginning of Sanhedrin. It's something to keep in mind for the future Dapim. Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day.